A great pitching matchup for the second game between the Braves and the Mets. Bartolo Colon returns to New York as a member of the Braves, and the fans showed him the love. The Mets counter with Jacob DeGrom.
Here's DeGrom's pitch, taken. Strike three on the inside corner. And in all his paunchy splendor, back he goes to the Atlanta dugout on the third base side. 1-2 on the way from Colon. Big swing and a miss. Down goes DeGrom. 1-2 pitch. Reyes, late swing and a miss. Down he goes. The Mets done in order in the third. Runners away from first and third. 1-0 delivery is hit in the air well to right field. Bruce going back, still back, still back. Over his shoulder, he can't get it. It glances off his glove, I believe. Bounces to the wall. One run is in. It'll be second and third with one out as Bruce ushers it back in. And the Braves have their first run of the year and the makings of a lot more now. 1-1 tie in the seventh. Braves at every base, two down, top of the 12th inning. 1-1 game at Citi Field. Here's the pitch. Swing and it's laced in a left, a base hit. That's going to chase home at least two. Freeman takes a turn and goes to third. Kemp will coast in a second with another double, his third of the night. And the Braves have broken it open on that swing. 3-1 in the top of the 12th.
The Mets fall 3-1 in 12 innings to the Atlanta Braves, evening up their season record at 1-1. Here's the reaction from manager Terry Collins.
Terry, was that the type of outing from Montero that you know, you had hoped maybe he had gotten past in spring? Was he a little too hesitant to go after hitters at times?
I don't know. Steve, I think, you know, in that situation, I do believe he was trying to make pitch. I thought he threw the ball fine. That was a lot better than what he's done in the past year. So, you know, I think that's a stepping stone for him. And, you know, tough situation to come in and when you're trying to impress people and we're not scoring and you got to hold him down. And see, he did okay.
When you say it's a lot better than what he's done here, was there one thing that in particular stood out to you about tonight versus some of the times you've seen him up here in the past?
Well, you saw he pitched inside better tonight than he has in the past, and I think that's really a big start for him. So, you know, we got to certainly, the base on balls late in the game can hurt you, and that's something that has hurt him in the past. But, you know, I think he's doing better than that now.
Aside from him and, you know, obviously Robles gave up the lead, but the other five guys, that had to be an encouraging night for you to see what the rest of your bullpen was able to do.
I thought they kept us in the game. There's no question. I mean, you know, we didn't get many hits, and, you know, we didn't really have a lot of opportunities to score, and they kept us in there. So I thought they pitched for it very well.
I'm just curious what you thought of Bartolo tonight and the kind of performance.
You know, Bob, he is what he is. You know, we sat there in about the fourth inning and we said, well, this is vintage Bartolo. You know, you saw it. He'd pitch away. He'd try to come in on those lefties and try to front hip him, you know, with that little sinker back on the plate. And then he'd throw some balls up. You know, you saw what he did to Lucas. You know, worked him down, and came up. He knows what he's doing. And that's why I said before the game, you can't try to swing at everything. You've got to go up there and be real patient, and because, you know, he's gonna be around the dish, and you're gonna get something you can hit. But if you try to guess with him, he's gonna get you out.
Mark,
Terry, I mean, you saw, you know, this from Jake in the spring, but how encouraging was it to see this in his first regular season game back?
I thought it was great. I thought it was really great for us, Mark. Coming into this game, I know he was, you know, like they all are, coming off surgery. They're always wondering how they're going to feel. But I saw, you know, his slider was pretty good tonight. I think his changeup, again, is a great pitch for him. I think as you get into the season, he'll use it a little bit more. But I thought he threw the ball very, very well.
Mike?
Terry, with the necessary preface of it's early, you guys have played 20 innings of offense and scored in two of them so far. At what point does that stop being – you know, an annoyance early on, and you start thinking, is there something that we have to try and cut off at the pass or something?
Yeah, Mike, you know, I actually talked to Sandy today, and I said I can't wait to start playing some games in a row. We actually have played two games in 7 days. And that's, you know, if we get rained out tomorrow, if there's weather's bad, that's, you know, that's, we got to get some, you know, these guys, I've said that many times, these guys live on you know, repetition. They live on the consistency of coming to the ballpark every day and getting in a routine that they're used to. And we just have been disrupted. We didn't get to play late at the end of spring training. You know, when you look back, the regulars played on a Tuesday. They played five innings on Thursday, and then opening day. So we've got to get out there and get a routine going.